Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. Thanks for spending your Monday with us, or whatever day you just so happen to be listening to this episode. This is the podcast where we are rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind. And we're talking this season about being soft, but not sloppy in our efforts as a homemaker. I'm joined by Angela Reed. It's always Angela and I, sometimes a guest, sometimes not. Angela Reed of Parisian Farm Girl. And Paris with Angela Tours. I am Shay Elliott, and we're happy to be with you here today because this is a beautiful little pocket of the internet. Our podcasts are considered the internet, right?
I think so. I mean, they fall under entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got to be.
It's a good little pocket of the internet. Let's just go with it.
Leave it there.
How do we know? Yeah, exactly. This season is brought to you by Dry Farm Wines. So look, we're going to talk about little gentle reset rituals today. And sometimes when I need a little reset, I pour myself a beautiful glass of Dry Farm Wines, which are organic, biodynamically grown wines. I call these the sourdough of the wine worlds because no artificial synthetic yeasts are used. And if you listen to last week's episode, you know that there's a lot of ingredients that they don't have to legally put on the bottles of wine. They can add up to 72, 74 ingredients. You don't know that. You have no idea what's actually in your wine. And that's where companies like Dry Farms come in, because they actually go to the source, they find the people, and they give them their stamp of approval and say, yes, you are doing this in the way that we like. And you can look up all that information on their website, which is dryfarmwines.com/homemakerschic. But you can see their quality, like what makes it a dry farm wine. What standards do they have? They go around the world and they find these places doing it the right way. They import them and then they deliver them to your doorstep. And when you use our link, you can get an extra bottle in your order for just a penny. So you can do 3 bottles, give them a try. You'll get 4. You can try their little 6 pack and get a 7th for free. Or you can just go all in, do a dozen bottles, half red, half white, bubbly, rosé. That's up to you. And get an extra bottle in that box as well. Either way, they're going to end up on your doorstep and you're going to be very happy. So pour yourself a little glass of wine or a cup of tea. Go sit outside. Go find a bench. Go find somewhere cozy, because that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about gentle reset rituals, which is really good.
That's really good. And we're going to stay in this space for next 45 minutes or whatever, 50 minutes or an hour, whatever it turns out to be, because this season 24, is the theme is soft, not sloppy. So we're homemakers, the two of us. We have 10 kids between the two of us, very full lives. And we know there is work that needs to get done. We also know that as women, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, and there has to be some allowance for margin. There has to be some. We need to be better at bringing softness into our life, still getting the job done, but somehow giving ourselves a break. And it, when you first say it like that, it sounds impossible, but we're trying to deep dive into each episode and inspire and like share like really where we're at in the mess of things and look at this, like, how can we just not run ourselves ragged? How can we be soft and still maintain our responsibilities? And we do that in our homes. Our homes should be a place of nourishment. We're always trying to make them a place of nourishment and rest and comfort for the other people. What about us?
I'll just say it. I reset with beautiful things. I don't mean expensive things. I mean things that I personally find to be beautiful. And for a lot of years, this just meant like shopping at Goodwill and finding some beautiful tablecloth or some little flower vase or just something. But if I'm actually needing to sort of reset myself, I think it you know, I think it actually ties into something much bigger that's going on spiritually, which is tying yourself to something that is good and true and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And a reminder amongst the chaos, amongst the stress or the madness, that like there are beautiful things. There are beautiful things. We got to see them. We got to make sure that they are the thing that get the spotlight, in a sense. Those are the things that we focus our eyes on. You know, there's that great, the great Psalm, like, "Eye to the hills will lift thine eyes." And I think about that often. If your head is down, what are you seeing? Well, you're seeing the shrapnel.
Nerf bullets. Thumbs.
That's right.
Cat hair.
That's right. Yeah. I've shared this before, but I have this picture actually on my office wall, and it's a Norman Rockwell, and it's all these people, they're in drab clothing and they're reading newspapers. And this is before cell phones, even. All these people are walking on the sidewalk and they're all reading their newspapers. They're looking down, their heads hunched. Mm-hmm. And behind them is this gigantic cathedral, beautiful, glorious cathedral. And there's a sign on the cathedral that says, "Lift up thine eyes." And this idea of like, the world looks grim if you're staring down at the newspaper and staring down at your own stupid shoes that need to be repaired, or your pants that need to be hemmed, or dirty sidewalks where people have left trash. You know, this idea of kind of like lifting up thine eyes. And we don't have a cathedral in our house, but we do have a candle. We do have like a favorite dishcloth. How about those things?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this. You know, we've got in our show notes for today, thinking about tending to our homes without this like militant perfectionism, which I think is really easy to do, and just softness. And what sort of a softness do we as homemakers bring when we're just present in our space? Are we contributing to the softness?
Yeah.
And what are some rituals that we can do that can just help? You know, we talked a little bit this season about like nervous system resetting. Well, how about just a resetting of how we feel in our own space? What sort of gentle rest or gentle reset rituals can we start to employ in our house for our own good?
Yes. So somebody I met years ago with somebody, and they used a phrase that to me, this was probably like 12 years ago, so it was really new at the time. But she talked about this idea of stress. At this point, it must not have quite been 12 years, because I had a lot of kids, like babies. I was working it. it was a tough time. And especially after one of my kids, I really struggled with kind of some postpartum, just what am I doing here? Really tough stuff. And she talked about creating space when you feel like you're suffocating, which is interesting, because sometimes when you feel like things are out of control, don't you want somebody to just come up and actually like physically grab you and just hold you? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we're not spiraling. We're good. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's a very secure feeling. There's a reason people use like weighted blankets, right? Why? Because there's that something about that creates emotional space, but also in the physical sense in our homes, of like the first thing that when I need to reset, well, the very first thing I do is I put on some jazz music, because to me, this is an emotional reset. This is what I'm saying to myself is actually like, it's all good. We're good here. This is comforting music. This is music you listen to when you're joyful. This is music you listen to when things are going well, when you have a beautiful supper party and there's fresh flowers on the table and you're safe here. Okay. If I put on like my favorite Italian pop singer, Annalisa, if I put on her, my body's like, we're working out. We're going to go lift weights. Yeah,
right? Different messages. The music tells your body.
That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. So when I put on jazz, my mind, my body says, we have emotional space. We're going to sit still for a while. And then I clear physical space. Like, that's the very first thing I do. What do you do? Like, I mean, like cleared off counters, put stuff away.
Oh yeah. I actually have wiped countertops off. I make sure my that is made.
Okay.
I'll circle back around if I didn't get to it that morning. You know, if there were kids snuggling in it late after I woke up or whatever, you know, I make sure my bed is made.
Okay.
Curtains are open in my bedroom and a window open. I almost always, even in the winter, have a window open in my bedroom.
That's a big piece. Remember when we talked about freeze out years ago?
Yeah.
Air movement.
Air is a huge deal for me to the point where it probably annoy my family. I'm like, open the windows, open them, mm-hmm. get them open. I don't like feeling cut off from the outside at all, which is why I'm so thankful we don't have air conditioning. My husband would love to have air conditioning, and it would be running like all the time. The minute it hits 72 degrees outside with an ounce of humidity, he'd turn it on. We can't have it because we don't have ductwork. So yay! Open the windows. This might sound silly, but I put my mascara on. I don't have any mascara on yet. It's mascara.
Okay.
It helps me feel finished. And like if I walk past a mirror and I look like I feel, like if I'm feeling disheveled, like it's insult to injury. So a little concealer and some mascara and a squirt of perfume. I'm like, all right, you are civilized now.
Yeah.
You could go to the store, you could answer the door, and you did the thing. You know,
I
try to look presentable every day, but the days when it's really bad and I need a, like, that's not the priority or whatever. And so I try to like circle back around and take care of myself that way. That's
really
good for me.
Sometimes you feel like you're being soft with yourself. Like, hey girl, you don't need to get ready today. It's okay. You're not going anywhere. Just be gentle. You can wear those yoga pants. You don't need to brush your hair. You don't need to put mascara on.
That is,
I'm speaking to myself. You might be different, listener.
For me though,
it's
like,
not,
I can tell myself that for a few minutes and then I'm like,
and then at 10:30 in the morning, you catch a view of yourself and you're like, I don't think this is working.
This all natural thing.
Yeah, it looked better when you were 13. Okay. Right. not so much. You see in those memes, it's like what other girls look like in messy buns and what I look like. And it was like, I look, or tight buns. And it was talking about looking like a founding father. Or low ponytails.
Like even my husband will say, like, you got your samurai look going on. Cause I don't know if it like pulls my eyes up when I really like do it tight. If I wear like a top knot, he's like,
yeah, we getting it? Okay.
Right. Or there is an old meme from a long time ago, like pre-meme days about like how I think I look without makeup and then I look and I realize I look like a Victorian street urchin or something like, you know, like
Yeah. No, that's exactly it. Like, and sometimes you really can convince yourself. You really can. When you're looking in the mirror, it's like, it's a pretty good skin day. You know, I'm feeling pretty cash. My skin looks
really
good. Nope.
My skin looks really good in the morning.
Just now.
Really good. But then
I think
2 hours later, it's like, no.
More importantly, have a makeup routine or a get ready routine, highly personalized, that is doable. I think that's maybe more the goal here. It's like whatever it is, it needs to be something that you feel like you can do. Like sometimes I remind myself, like I can get ready top to bottom if I'm not showering in like 7 minutes.
Oh, for sure. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Really quick.
Really, really quick.
Roll the earrings on.
Yeah. Earrings. Yes. That's a good one. Okay. Another technique in a moment of overwhelm. I don't remember. I think my mom taught me this. I grab a laundry basket. Just shoot through the whole house. Any shrapnel.
Or anything that's
laundry, shrapnel. Garbage, cups, pens, books, what I call shrapnel, family shrapnel.
Yeah.
I pile it all in. And then, because I got older kids now, y'all, they're so capable of putting their own stuff away. It's
right.
You wouldn't know it, but they are. And so I say to them, whatever's left in this basket in 15 minutes is getting thrown away. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot better than just being like, hey, can you go pick up your shoes from the living room? And can you put away the hairbrushes in the bathroom? And can you grab your extra laundry that's on the stairs? You told me something a few weeks ago.
Okay.
about a parenting podcast that you were listening to. And he said, if you're so good at it, mom, why don't you just go do it? If you're so good at cleaning the kitchen and they never do it quite right, why don't you just go do it?
Yeah, he was saying it really got me. That was like my gateway drug into this podcast. I love it. We got to have him on the show. If anybody knows him.
They don't know who we're talking about.
Calm Parenting Podcast.
Okay.
If anybody knows him, would you please email us?
Yeah.
We'd like to have him on the show. That was my gateway episode. I follow him on Instagram. And so I heard that little snippet on Instagram and I was like, oh, dang it anyways. You know,
yes.
You hear something that you know is true and
mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear it. But he was saying that. He's like, if you're, he was not taking away from raising responsible children.
Yeah.
He was talking to the mom saying, why don't you dial back the drama?
None of you ever pick up after yourselves. I'm the only one left here doing it.
He's like, I got an idea. How about not insert that drama into your day? You just clean it up. And then.
Okay. So I took this to heart when you said this and was running around in my mind, like, where is the drama points in our home? Okay. Where are they? The ones that I am not necessarily helping. Okay. Now, somebody who shall remain nameless in this home insists on putting their shrapnel, wallet, keys, cell phone, journal on my green cabinet. The green cabinet is not for these things, but
I have a cabinet sitter too.
Okay. And finally, I just thought, I have been fighting this for many, 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 many years. Mm-hmm. It ain't working. All it's doing is me getting stressed when I see it, picking it up, moving it into the office, putting it where it's supposed to go. Mm-hmm. Finally, I had the idea the other day, like, what would this guy say about this? I got a beautiful black, blue and white ceramic bowl that I love. I put it on the top shelf of the green cabinet and I put all the shrapnel into the beautiful bowl. Mm-hmm. So now it looks at least like it's supposed to be there. I see a beautiful bowl. Granted, it has whatever, a few little shrapnel-y things inside, but now I'm not angry. I'm like, no, I actually am just meeting. It's like a meeting halfway. Mm-hmm. Here's, you want to stick it here? Here's where it can go.
Right.
On my terms, not just like loose willy-nilly all over the place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think if we're talking about these like gentle resets, part of it is just acknowledging where you're at, what season you're in, who's in that season mm-hmm. with you.
Right.
And look, you know, if you can't fight them, join them.
Yeah, it was very helpful. And I did just start employing that just when I would walk through, sort of like, whose turn is it to do the dishes? You know, through the floor or whatever. It just takes me 7 minutes. Then the kitchen looks the way I want it. And then maybe at the after dinner, I can say, okay, I'm actually going to go take a hot bath because mm-hmm. I picked up the slack that is your responsibility during the day because I didn't want to look at it. So now, peace out, Girl Scout.
Yep.
It's bubbles for me.
Yep. Like, yep.
You know, so it's just I just thought, and he was right when I'm talking about myself. They're not shrieking about the room that's messy or the countertops that aren't done or the food that it's me. Can somebody, you guys come back in here, clean up your mess, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Again, not saying that they don't need to do that, but he was just, I think, challenging, like, how much drama are you actually inserting into the day? Yourself.
And that's just the thing is like, if I'm going to call my people from all over corners of the property, try to get them all on the same page as me and saying, hey, my priority is actually needs to be your priority for the next 20 minutes. That is actually a ton more effort for me and not gentle emotionally, as is just grabbing a laundry basket, getting all the shrapnel, putting it in a place. And then when the time is right for me and for them saying, okay, now let's go through the basket. Let's take 15 minutes. I need your help here, etc. Like those are two very different ways about going about the same thing. Want to hear something that's really, this seems really silly, but it's actually really helping me. We're talking about being gentle. Okay. I love coffee. I love coffee so much, but I have limited myself to 2 per day, two little espressos per day. And I've taken up quite an aggressive tea habit because tea is
the beverage.
I always have a beverage in my hand, and tea is a very gentle reset. I don't drink caffeinated tea almost never, unless I'm making a London Fog, but that counts as one of my caffeinated beverages. I only get 2.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you what nobody needs is like Shay on too much caffeine.
Yeah, for real.
And like that's not helping this at all. It's not gentle. I'm not focusing. I am not. That's no good. That's no good. The ritual of tea is really valuable. And I do find there is something about it. It's like hot water. It's like taking a hot bath. Your body's like, it's like the jazz. It's like, oh, okay, we're good. We drink tea when we're calm. Right?
We must be calm.
We must be calm. We must be content and happy, right?
And this is sort of like last week where I said, what if you're in a frazzled state, like when is the last time you did something enjoyable or like, you know,
go yes.
in the courtyard with your husband, like no wonder you're a hot mess. You need a cup of tea. You need to arrange a little bouquet of flowers. You need to open a window. You need to
light a candle.
Yeah.
Light a candle. Look, we have been talking about these things since the beginning. And people, I'm sure, think, look, it's a bigger issue than just lighting a candle and opening a window and making myself a cup of tea. Maybe. But maybe you also just need to go to the bathroom. Maybe also that.
Right.
Or just have a cup of tea. Actually stop for a moment.
Therapy can help, but sometimes it isn't the whole answer. Talkiatry gives you access to real psychiatric care with licensed clinicians who can diagnose and prescribe medication if it's right for you. It's a simple way to get effective treatment right from home. Talkiatry is a 100% online psychiatric practice. Unlike therapy apps, Talkiatry is psychiatry, and they provide comprehensive evaluations, diagnosis, and ongoing medication management for conditions like ADHD, anxiety, and more. All of their 600-plus clinicians are in-network with major insurers, so you can use your existing insurance instead of paying monthly subscriptions or out-of-network fees. You'll meet with an experienced, licensed psychiatrist who takes the time to understand what's going on, builds a personalized treatment plan, and can prescribe medication when it's right for you. Your care stays consistent and evidence-based. Getting started with Talkiatry takes just a few minutes. Complete a short online assessment, get matched with clinicians who fit your needs, and schedule your first visit in days, not months. Head to talkiatry.com/homemakerchic and complete the short assessment to get matched with an in-network psychiatrist in just a few minutes. That's talkiatry.com/homemakerchic to get matched in minutes.
Have you, okay, I think we talked about this a few episodes ago. Have you heard of the brick for phones? Were we talking about this? I'm sure the listeners will remember.
I'm gonna make an assumption. I don't think we did, but I know there's a lot of new like technology.
There's like anti-technology.
Yeah.
Okay. So Stuart and I were talking about this yesterday because there was a day this last week that we had it was kind of a stressful day. We ended it with this really nice family meal. He was outside cooking meat. The kids were inside reading. I was outside just kind of watching him cook this meat because everything else was prepped. And, you know, this is like scrolly time. This is like when I get to see funny reels and Stu and I send each other stuff back and forth. And like it was really fun and it was really sweet. There are pockets of times like that when I really do enjoy using technology. I love watching YouTube videos when I'm in the bath. I have a few particular channels that I like to watch and I love catching up on them. And I love that I can have this little screen in the bath and I think it's fantastic. The problem is, have you ever looked up your statistic on like, here's how many pickups you had today on your phone? Have you ever looked that up? Don't look it up.
Or not to vomit.
It says you picked up your phone this many times today. And
The other day I got on, I was like, I needed to check an email for something. No, I needed to check like an Instagram insight or something. And here's me. I'm like, in my mind, I pride myself on not being a victim to this crap. And I, what an idiot. 15 minutes went by and I said, wait, what am I doing on Instagram?
How did I get here?
What?
Yeah, that's exactly my point. Stu and I have been talking a lot about how often in the home, things make their way in that you don't want to. It's like when somebody teaches your kid a word and you're like, oh, shoot. Now we had to backpedal off that one, right? Because we don't want that in our home. And they're, I think more than anything, it's not the phone necessarily, it's stillness. It's the stillness. And there's this great C.S. Lewis quote that I screenshotted because I wanted to share it with you. And it says, we live, in fact, in a world starved for solitude, silence, and private, and therefore starved for meditation and true friendship. I wrote a Substack on this last week about why real people really matter.
Yeah.
And obviously the people in our homes really matter. But this idea of the homemaker creating space, keeping the drama at bay, right? And this softness coming from creating space in her home of actual solitude. How often do we just sit and watch things? Let your mind think about things.
I wrote a Substack 2 weeks ago called Low Slow Living. That's what it was about. It's just like allowing yourself to do one thing
at one thing.
Time. One thing. We're not multitasking. We're going to look at a cloud. We're not going to take a picture of it. We're gonna walk through our garden. Mm-hmm. We're going to just sit, you know, just one thing at a time. And just 15 minutes of just letting your brain focus on one thing.
Right.
And not 72.
Right. So let's say thank you to our sponsors. And then I want to talk about the different seasons that this takes in the home. So look, we're in our homes today. We're talking about being soft. We're talking about taking care of things. You can take care of your home with Branch Basics. I love that we get to partner with them and bring them to you because I think they offer something that is so valuable. This isn't like back in the day when you needed to make your own cleaners out of vinegar and baking soda. Okay. Now there are companies like Branch Basics who say, hey, we know you don't want any toxins. We know you don't want any fragrances. We know you don't want any preservatives. We know you don't want anything that is going to harm your health. That's like having the opposite effect on what we're trying to cultivate in our homes. So they make the cleaner concentrate that is hypoallergenic, non-toxic, free of hormone disruptors, free of preservatives, safe to use around your kids and your pets and your babies. And you just get this beautiful bottle of cleaner concentrate. You put it into, they have plastic spray bottles or glass ones. You fill them with different dilutions. They just have it marked right on the bottle. It could not be more simple. And you get to clean your home with such an incredibly effective cleaner. It really, really works, whether you're cleaning dishes, your toilets, your sinks, your shower. And you can get 15% off by using the coupon code HOMEMAKERCHIC and visiting branchbasics.com.
I would like to say thank you to Toops & Co. It is full on summer, so we're all thinking about changing things up a little bit. Maybe we want a little bit more of a bright lipstick or lip color because we've got a little bit of a tan. Maybe we want to add to that tan with a bronzer or some shimmer, some highlighting cream on our cheekbones and the tip of our nose. And to do that, we're all going to agree that we should use Toops & Co. And visit toopsandco.com and use the code HMC10 for 10% off. So yes, the sun is out. We need some sunscreen. We need to wash the garden grime off and the sweat at the end of the day. And now you can do that knowing that you can pronounce every single ingredient,
that there are no endocrine disruptors, hormone disruptors. It's safe for you, for your husband, for your children. And they really have everything you need. French clay soap, tallow balms, lipsticks, lip glosses,
mascara, lip glosses, eyeliner,
mascara,
foundation,
everything. Hello, dry shampoo. Their dry shampoo is my, I am a dry shampoo user and I love theirs. I get the one for brown hair with a little powder brush so you can easily put that in. And my hack is I use it at night, sort of soaks up any excess oil and then my hair looks fresh the next day because I only wash my hair a few times a week. Emily and her company are just so committed to bringing products into your bathrooms and into your lifestyle that you can just feel really, really safe using. And when you visit tubesandco.com, you will see that there are countless reviews. So don't just take our word for it, even though we think that you can. You can go ahead and read all those reviews. Remember this, tubesandco.com, and the code is HMC10. For 10% off, beautiful products, no toxins, no synthetic chemicals, colors, artificial fragrances, just everything that you need to feel fresh and beautiful and clean this summer.
My little sister said to me the other day, she said, why did you tell me years ago that I was only supposed to wash my hair like once a week? And I was like, I don't remember saying that. I was like, did I say that? She's like, you totally said that. She goes, you know what I've been doing now? I wash every day and I feel fabulous.
Every day. I could not do that.
I was like, well, get it, girl.
Washing your hair is one of those things, though, where you're like, why do I feel so gross? Because I need to wash my hair.
Yeah. I'm an every other dayer. Every other dayer. That works for me. But yeah. Okay. Seasons of the home. People listen to this podcast from all over the world in all different stages of life. And there are a lot of stages of life and they are all so incredibly different. You know, I was talking to our friend Dolores. She's been on the podcast many times and I was talking to her the other day and we were talking about homeschooling. You know, her boys are what, how old are they, Dolores? 1 and 5, 2? I can't remember. They're somewhere around there.
Close to that. Yeah.
6 and 2. It's something like that. And we were talking about homeschooling and she was sharing some of her concerns. And I remembered having those concerns when my kids were little, but then life changes so much between point A and point B that by the time you get to point B, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe I've spent so much time worrying about this thing or that thing. Because man, life just, it just moves. And the things that are so important to you when you're in like postpartum house, toddler house, right? Baby, getting ready for baby house are exponentially different than kids leaving for school, right? Kids starting to leave the house, the menopause house, right? Or the like peak teenager house. Mm-hmm. Like these are all very different atmospheres that we are trying to bring a softness and a sense of organization to.
Well, so, yeah, they're the reality. I mean, sometimes often our home reflects what stage of life we're in. And there is something to be said for, as women, setting the shame in that aside. If you have a house full of people under 5 years old, it will look like that. You will put all the toys away and they will get them all out again. I have a house full of teenagers that love to bake.
I was just going to say,
looks like that.
I kind of miss the toddler toys. I'm like, that's fine. So that's really easy.
Yeah. Right. Throw them all in a wicker basket. Done.
I've told this story before, but when I was first starting my blog, I was so excited to be a mom. I was so excited to be a homemaker. We were like renting this house. I was just like, all of a sudden, my whole life made sense. Okay. Yeah. And I did this blog post about like, I just love the mess Georgia makes. It's so sweet. And it was like, I kid you not, you can go look it up on the way in the archives of my blog. There was like 4 toys that she had like pulled out of the basket on the floor. And I took a picture of it and I uploaded it to my blog. And I was just like, it's so, even if life is messy, it's still so sweet. Oh my gosh. Not the conversation. not the conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I think, yeah, we do need to be soft with ourselves. Like you said, there's postpartum house. Mm-hmm. Remember when you and I were talking years ago and you were like, and there's a diarrhea diaper on the counter.
When my mom was like, it's okay.
On my counter. Thank you for telling
us. My mom said, it's okay.
And ends up with a diaper on their counter.
Just lower your standards. It's okay. You don't have to hold yourself to such a high standard. I was like, you are going to step in a turd if you come to my house. Okay. A turd. That's like, I felt like my standards were reasonable.
Right. But there's different chapters. There's grief house. You know, people going through really big things and
yes,
their house is not, that can't be a part there. That can't be a priority. There's PMS house.
Wait, I want to go back to this grief house. Okay. I want to tell you about this really. I think it was an Amish ritual, but that is probably wrong. We need a fact checker on this show.
I'll Jamie, hold on.
Okay. There was a tradition of when a home was in grief, when they'd lost somebody, they would take brown paper and they would cover all the mirrors in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that. Hey, girl, no, you know mascara today. You're not performing for anybody. Mm-hmm. You're going to actually allow yourself to grieve. We could do an entire episode on all of the thoughts and like things I've been thinking about death and about.
Oh, it's the Shiva. It's the Jewish mourning.
Jewish
tradition. 7-day mourning period after a close family dies. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I knew that. Give yourself.
Yeah.
Forget ugly cry. Like let yourself grieve. Yeah. My family already knows. We have a whole thing planned out. That's a rabbit trail.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you it? House. Oh, okay. No, never mind.
I don't want to hear about that. PMS house.
You'll have 3 days to fly here and say goodbye is what I'm saying. Everyone has their
for you.
Everyone has their marching orders. Okay, PMS house.
PMS house for me is like, I'm just pushing. I'm not like, if it's out of control, I don't want to see it. I'm not going to organize it. I don't want to see it. I'm closing the closet. I'm closing the drawer. I'm throwing a blanket over it.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know?
That's fine. Yeah. Look, we did a really great episode, I think, with Christy, where we were where we were talking about the monthly cycle of a woman. Mm-hmm. And this is where this comes into play. What even week of the month is it? Because that's the season. Even okay, I've got toddlers, but it's also the third week, which means that I'm not going to get it stage of things.
Right.
And so, exactly. 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 Important distinctions here, because sloppiness, which we're trying to steer away from, sloppiness is neglect. If all you do is throw a blanket over it, that's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, softness is saying, I know that my actions on any one day, like those don't define who I am.
My value does not come from how I address this right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
I know myself. I know I'll take care of it once this thing is dealt with or that thing is dealt with. I'll make sure it's done. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is softness. Like you're doing the same thing. You're putting the blanket over the stuff, right? But like one of those is with the intention of neglect, of turning away, of sloppiness.
Mm-hmm.
And another is saying, I'm inwardly reflecting about this. I'm going to have a softness towards myself and I'm going to execute when the time is right.
Yeah. Because me addressing this right now could actually make it worse.
And probably will. Do y'all see what I'm doing over here?
Right. Yeah.
Just want to make sure everyone sees what I'm doing.
Right. Oh boy. Oh boy.
It's a problem.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So getting reflective, being honest with yourself, untying your worth from what you're able to accomplish. And don't you think that has to do a lot with like setting priorities, which I've said this before, I think is genuinely like the one of the hardest things that the homemaker has to do. Because I want everything to be a priority. I want cooking from scratch to be a priority. I want my gardens to be a priority. I want my kids to be a priority. I want my husband to be a priority and our marriage to be a priority. I want the beauty of my home to be a priority. I want a well-stocked pantry to be the priority and a balanced bank account and no stacks of garbage anywhere and clean drawers. I want all of it. I want it.
Right. But I mean, those can all be priorities, just not at the same time.
Sorry about that.
Choose one. For years, I worked in a flower shop and we would have brides come in. And this was at a time before Pinterest, y'all. So we had one resource for bridal bouquets. And do you know what it was? Freaking Martha Stewart magazine. Mm-hmm. People would come in with these elaborate Martha Stewart wedding bouquets with English roses. And like this stuff did not used to exist on the flower market. Okay. And the bride would say, I want this. And I have a $150 budget. And I love it. My friend Janine, she used to say, you can tell me what you want, or you can tell me how much you want to spend, but you cannot tell me both.
Right.
It's like, I think about that all the time. Tell me this, tell me that. Can't tell me both. You have to choose. You do have to choose. And sometimes that actually does mean mom saying, look, guys, we're not resting until this stuff is accounted for.
Yeah.
Or even if you don't have kids, fine. I need to take care of this stuff. I need to go into town. I need to run these errands. I really want to mop my floors and open my windows and light my candle. I can't do that right now because I got to go and get a new Costco card because I lost mine.
Right.
Or whatever it may be.
How many times do I go to the counter for a temporary card?
I know. I say this because I just did this last night and I told the lady and I was like, I'm really sorry. I feel like a non-adult because also Stuart lost his. So we're just two adults who can't keep track of a card. And we're like, hey, we need to get new cards. And she goes, this is literally 95% of my job. It's not new members. It's members who have lost their card. It's like, I don't want to be
there. Or something.
They do have an app now.
Okay, great.
That's what she told me. Okay. But you know, I'm not going to download an app. I'm not going to do that. If I have to download an app, I'm like, forget it. I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Really quick. I know we're going to wrap up. I do want to say thank you to American Blossom Linens because retreating to my well-made bed is one of the things that I do to extend softness to myself. And I'm sure you do too. There's something... Mm-hmm. about our beds that's so personal and so comforting. And why not make it beautiful? Why not dress it in linens that are woven to last a lifetime? So you're not having to swap out sheets, you know, every 8 months or whatever. And you can do that by visiting AmericanBlossomLinens.com. They have a code SOFT20 for this season where you can enjoy 20% off. Grab a few blankets, grab a nice fresh duvet cover, be soft to yourself, and give yourself this special little hideaway in your area of the house that you can retreat to and just take care of yourself for a few minutes of rest, mm-hmm. even in the middle of the day. SOFT20 at AmericanBlossomLinens.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Bed. I love going to bed.
I know. I just sometimes at 2 in the afternoon, I'll think it's almost here. Mm-hmm. I really, really love it. It's just as much as I love to work and like, you know, we talked last week about like get the things done during the day. There is this wonderful, wonderfulness about the end of the day. I do the same thing sort of every day. It's a ritual. It's a treat. It's my well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, even that I'm trying to be a little bit more soft with, you know, I have like this beautiful little silk summer nighty thing that I wear, which feels so wonderful when you put it on. All the creams and lotions and potions, you know, a little like I rub myself down with tallow balm. Like, hey, girl, lift up thine eyes. Like,
good job.
We'll get her tomorrow. We'll get her tomorrow. Right. So, yeah, I love those things. We hope that this has inspired you to be kind to yourself, be soft to yourself, to go about your work in the home in a productive way, in a way that acknowledges the season that you're in, what actually is for you right now, your humanity.
We're crying out loud.
Your humanity. You know, I think about, there's that meme that went around. It was like, hey girl, you know, you weren't really meant to see your face on a 30X mirror in fluorescent lighting. Okay. Like you were meant to see yourself in candlelight or reflected in the water every few years. Okay. So like, if you feel overwhelmed, like, yeah, that's because you weren't actually meant to carry that burden. So there's that really wonderful old woman. She said, you know, I look in the mirror and I don't recognize the old woman looking back at me. So I just move along. And I think the same can be like, that is a sweet softness to yourself. Just move along. Just move along. Don't microanalyze. Don't just be soft with yourself. Carry on. Do the good work. Do the beautiful stuff that makes your heart sing in the home.
Yeah. It matters. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's good.
Okay, ladies. Thanks for joining us. Yeah.
Be back.
Okay. See you next Monday. Cheers.
Cheers.